That's that means something.
The preacher in church preaches a
sermon.
And somebody might say, well, I don't go to hear the sermon, I go to hear the
preacher.
Or the mute.
Or the organ. It would sing.
The mute.
Music.
Okay. If you had a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday morning, you might say, oh, church will be over.
Before I can get there.
All right. The things that are supposed to be around a graveyard at night that people think are going to frighten them are what?
A ghost.
Do you know any, maybe the black people use something to refer to them, or maybe you did as a child?
A ghost, a spook, or... I don't know, ghosts and spooks is about the most I know of.
All right, that's fine. A house where these might live.
Haunted. Haunted house.
Do you ever hear them called pants or hints, the spooks?
No.
Okay.
I never have.
If someone's going outside and it's getting a little, you know, it's getting cold, you might say, you better put a sweater on, it's getting...
Real cold.
Or it's getting, how chilly? It's getting
chilly.
If a man owns 500 acres, how much land would that be? You'd say he owns what a land?
500 acres. That's all.
Not any set amount now. How would you express that? You'd say, now that man down the road there, he owns what a land?
He owns 500 acres. He has a lot of land.
Would you ever say he owns a right smart land?
Yeah. Say that too.
How else would you use that expression? What else would you use it to refer to?
Right smart. Oh, I think you use that a whole lot, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say right smart rain?
Yeah, we're having a right smart rain.
Oh, what about he has a right smart money?
Yeah. Oh, I think you use that one real often, right small.
Okay. It's no set amount, though. Would you ever say he was in a right smart pain?
Yes, I've heard that real often.
What about it rained a right smart this morning?
Yeah. You say that, too.
Let's see, we're coming into the home stretch here. If you're meeting a stranger, what do you usually say when you're introduced?
I'm so glad to meet you.
All right. What would you say if you're meeting a friend, you know, and you just meet him on the street? How would you greet him?
I say, oh, I'm so proud to see you.
All right. You ever say, you wouldn't say, how do you do to a friend, would you?
No, I don't think.
You'd be more likely to say, how?
How you do to a stranger.
All right, if you saw a friend, would you ever use the expression, how you getting along?
Yeah, that's what you generally
say. How would you say?
I say, oh, how you getting along?
Okay. The 25th of December, you say to someone what?
Merry Christmas.
Do you recall a long time ago, you might say something else and expect to get a present?
Christmas gift.
All right, was that what the children said? Who did you say it to?
Well, just... colored people say that to everybody they meet on Christmas.
Do they still, or was it
Yeah, they still say it, a lot of them.
Did they Christmas still expect gift? Something from it?
Yeah.
What would you give them?
Well, you can give them anything, they'd be proud of it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, on the 1st of January, to people, you say...
Happy New Year.
And if someone... You thanking someone for doing a favor for you, say thank you, I'm much
obliged, I appreciate it.
All right.